The alleged rape of an Irish woman in Bordeaux, discord between the Taoiseach and the Northern Secretary, and the prospect of yet another interest rate hike are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all report that an investigation is underway in Bordeaux after an Irish rugby supporter claimed that she was raped in the city in the wake of Ireland's weekend victory over Romania. Covering the story for the Irish Times from Bordeaux, Sarah Slater reports that the 37-year-old woman told authorities that she was abducted and raped by three men who then fled the scene on foot. The woman said that Welsh fans who found her lying on the street brought her back to the apartment they were renting. Her neighbours there then contacted the police. Yesterday's clash between Leo Varadkar and Chris Heaton-Harris provides the Irish Times and Irish News with their lead stories. After a meeting in Belfast, the Northern Secretary issued a statement describing recent comments Mr Varadkar made on the News at One about the likelihood of a united Ireland as unhelpful. And Mr Heaton-Harris also contradicted the Taoiseach's assertion that he had asked him to pause the controversial legacy bill. Under the headline Stop Cheerleading Sinn Féin, the Irish Examiner reports on Micheál Martin's stinging attack on Sinn Féin and on the media for the coverage the party receives. The Irish Independent leads with the prospect that the European Central Bank may announce another interest rate rise on Thursday. And in its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail accuses RTE of doing a U-turn since the broadcaster isn't prepared to publish the names of its 100 highest earners because of data protection issues. As for this morning, Irish Independent Editor-in-Chief Cormac Burke explains the rationale behind the paper's new look masthead and harp, which is inspired by Neolithic art on page 3 of today's papers. Most of today's papers give coverage to comments made by a judge in the family law court about a case involving a former married couple who, because of economic circumstances, are still living together in the family home. An agreement reached by the couple related to the switching on and off of the immersion prompted Judge Alec Gabbett to remark, "It's very 1950s, isn't it?" There's a piece in the back of the Examiner about the changing dietary preferences of our prison population. A number of today's papers run with images from a video posted by Ryan Tuberty on Instagram of the bright red electric Vespa, which U2 gifted him on his last Late Late Show, which he's just received. The Independent has an interview with a woman called Billy Bryan, a self-proclaimed witch who's originally from the Cayman Islands but is now living in Galway, where she says she plans to open a cafe to promote witchcraft. And finally, Peter Declan O'Halloran from Belturbet in County Cavan has written a letter to Today's Times taking issue with the use of the word journey. Remembering a time when the word used to mean a trip to the seaside or a visit to relatives, he's irked at the new use of the word in ads where paying an electricity bill or installing a kitchen or a heat pump has become a journey. It's time, he suggests, for the ad people to bring us to the end of this particular trip.